واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا. Please say another salawat. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us better opportunities every day and increase our tawfiqat during the holy month of Ramadan. Dear brothers and sisters, before I start to speak about the subject impact of eating haram in our life, I would like to remind everyone to try to attend on time, come on time. You know, most of the time you say that IE season is functioning on time. So maybe one of the reasons are we ourselves, not IEC. So IEC is not building, IEC is not office, IEC is not Maulana. IEC is actually inclusion of everybody. So we all together become IEC. So I'm trying my best that I can tune IEC back. So I need your help. You know, it's important that you need to help as well. Try to come on time that we can really take benefits of recitation of Quran. This session is really blessing. I can see that our leader also has every day a session of Quran. So during these days, our ulama feel a responsibility, and they think that it's wajib to go outside within the public and deliver the message. I can see the tradition of great scholars like Ayatollah Jawadi Amli, his very busy personality in his life while compiling books and busy in his tafsir, and also he is delivering fiqh now. He is a marja. He has written the Risala. But at the same time, when it comes holy month of Ramadan, he leaves Qom, he goes to different cities to deliver the lectures. And Rahbar has specified, he said that during these days I will have Salat Jamaat for the public every day. And he also has a session of Quran where he sits and people, they sit around and they recite Quran as we recite over here. So the recitation of Quran is a good tradition, inshallah, with your participation and every day coming on time, it can be more blessing. You know, very first day, alhamdulillah, there was good blessing. So everybody came with enthusiasm. But slowly, you know, it's becoming like normal. So let us keep that momentum that we had very first day. Please say salawat. Dear brothers and sisters, a very important subject, and especially while we are living in West, the subject impact in our life about any eating, drinking, haram. So this is a subject that I myself also need about that. You all need that as well. We all remind ourselves and see how it can affect our life and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked not to eat haram, and what is inclination of halal with our fitrat and nature, and how it's haram that is not inclined with our nature, how much it can be effective on our life. First of all, in a beginning, I would like to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the fitrat, which is fitrat ilahi. It is fitratullah, a nature based on the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fitratullah allati fatara an-nasa 'alayha la tabdila li khalqillah. So this nature it cannot be changed. It is going to remain on the same nature. But this nature, sometimes when it takes a second nature, so second nature we make it in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with His own nature. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, that we have given our own soul and spirit in the life of human being. So if we are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our base is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our origin is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything it becomes other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is going to be effective on our life, and it is going to change our nature. Haram and halal, when we say haram, it is a boundary. What does mean hurmat and haram? That means there is a boundary that we have been asked not to cross that boundary. You know, we go haram. We have a name haram. Haram of Aima alayhi salam. Haram of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Or haram ilahi. That means a special boundary, what it is called haram. And within the haram there are special laws. Outside the haram there are different laws. When you like to enter to the haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are being asked to have ihram and go with the ihram. So what does it mean? Again, ihram. Ihram is a term that means you should have a special boundary for yourself. And you should specify a special rulings for yourself. That from time now, I'm not going to look in the mirror. From time now, I'm not even going to scratch my body. So there are certain limitations that we are placing with having ihram. Similarly, we have takbiratul ihram. Takbiratul ihram, that from the time when I said Allahu Akbar, there is a special limitation. I cannot eat, I cannot drink, I cannot move from Qibla. So this is a limited type of practice, that in this time, during I have Takbiratul Ihram, until I say Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh, I will have those special limitations. So haram comes from the same root. That means a special boundary that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed. Don't go out of this boundary. Let's say if a school is being established and students are being asked, do not leave the boundary of the school. You have to stay within the building. Otherwise, when you go outside, it is going to harm you. Same, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a school in this world. School of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you can eat certain things and certain things are haram for you. There is a boundary that if you cross that boundary, it is going to be harmful for your soul, for your spirit, for your inner life. We have two types of the life, brothers and sisters. One is life of this world, and other is life of hereafter. And both lives we are carrying with ourselves. Don't think that life of hereafter, it is going to be after this world is finished. No, that is not true. Life of this world is with us, and life of hereafter is also with us. But there will be a day when it will become clear for us that we were actually living in other world as well. For example, today what we eat, there is one form for the eating. There is a physical form. And there is a spiritual form for that eating as well. As we have a physical form, and there is a spiritual inner side of our life. Inner side is related to the hereafter. Our physical life is related to this world. This physical body is, it's like a bridge. So, you know, you have to go through the bridge and enter to the other side. What is the function of bridge? Do we really care about bridge when we passed from the bridge? No, we don't care about that. because its function is already finished. I came close to the bridge, now I know it's important. But when I already crossed the bridge, no bridge has no value. Our body is a bridge to take us toward the other world. It is helping our soul that it can again enter to the other world. So real human being is inside. That is our inside, our spirit, our soul. Many times we eat many things that it is spiritual form is not what we eat. That is completely different. So let me give you an example. Quran has said in Surah An-Nisa, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ بُطُولَهُمْ نَارًا. All those people who eat the properties of yatama, orphans, aitam, orphans. We have to be really careful that if we are eating the properties of orphans, and in many cases we eat that. In many cases we eat that. I'm going to explain that how we eat amwalul yatama. We all are duty bound about orphans. We all have duties about the orphans. But we take those in our hands. We take those properties in our hands and we continue eating. So if we continue eating, then what it's been said, Quran has said, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. You're not eating food, but you're playing with the fire. You know, sometimes we use this term, this phrase, playing with the fire. Somebody's playing with the fire. Many people, they play with the fire in this world, but they do not know. Many people are eating the fire. Is there anybody who likes to eat fire? So we don't. We like to eat food. Yes, sometimes hot food, we like to eat hot food. It is not recommended, but you know, in our tradition it has become very common. And one of the scholars used to say that on the Day of Judgment, it's been said that we are going to provide water which is boiling water. And people, they started drinking that before they go over there. At least to be used to with that, right? So the West has introduced, you know, tea. So you drink the tea and you'll be able to drink on the Day of Judgment as well. So brothers and sisters, when we look at this verse, it wants to say that not really sometimes we eat, it is food, it can be fire. This is one of the effects on our life, that on the Day of Judgment we will realize that actually we have eaten a lot more fire. And we should not think that on the Day of Judgment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to burn the people with wood. No. Woods are not going to be together, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to ask the people or angels to bring the wood and put them in a fire and throw the people into the fire. What is the property of fire on the Day of Judgment? That is ourself. We are making fire every day. We are gathering that fire every day. And that is our inside. Our body and soul is getting ready to be burned on the Day of Judgment. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, has said, Al-Jannatu Muharramatun ala jasadin ghuddiya bil haram. Paradise is going to be haram for the person who has eaten haram food. If we eat haram food, there is not place of paradise. Paradise wants people, those who are people eat halal in this world. Paradise is a place where Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had committed tarki awla, something that was preferred. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, you cannot stay in the paradise. No, you have to leave. Oh, brothers and sisters, how that is possible? That a person who continuously eats haram and then expect that he can enter to the paradise. He has to burn for a while until he can purify, and then he can be able to enter to the paradise. Al-jannatu muharramatun ala jasadin ghuddiya bil haram. There are many other effects that have been said. I just note this out here as a list. One of the effect that has been said in a hadith, that hearts become darkened when we eat haram. You know, our hearts has to be enlightened. And all spiritual benefits of our life are related with halal and haram. For example, taste of prayer, du'as, supplication. How that is possible? It's possible if we eat halal. If we eat haram, then our spirit is not alive. It becomes darkened. And when it becomes darkened, then it is not going to be able to understand du'as, to understand the benefit of the prayers. Maybe sometimes we stand for the prayer, but there is no benefit in standing the prayers. We may say many times, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, but without any attention. Without paying attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may say Subhanallah, but sometimes it's without any intention. Just saying Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And if somebody is just saying without any intention, it's not going to be accepted. So another effect of eating haram, in some of the hadiths it's been said that for 40 days, du'as cannot be accepted. For 40 days, prayer cannot be accepted. In a hadith it's been said that until and while haram stays inside the stomach of a person, his umrah and Hajj cannot be accepted. So you see, there are numerous impact on our life. We lose a lot. It's not only just to eat and go. No. There are certain effects that are going to be side effects of that. It's like a poison. You know, when somebody takes poison, this poison has an effect on our life. It is going to kill us. And haram kills inside our spirit and our soul, our hearts. So opposite side, eating halal, it has many benefits, especially during the holy month of Ramadan. You know, when we read in the khutbah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said, Shahrun itqum minan nar. A month that you can be free from fire of hell. This month came to make the people free. That you can be free from fire of hell. How that is possible? One of the ways that let us stop eating haram. Let us put a cap on ourselves. And think about ourselves, if there was anything that is haram going inside, at least during the holy month of Ramadan. And if we eat just 30 days, and add 10 more days with yourself. So look at the effect and benefit of that. In a hadith it's been said, Man akala al-halal 40 yawman. If somebody can eat just 40 days halal, nawwarallahu qalbahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to enlighten his heart. So this nur, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created Prophet, peace be upon him, from his nur.
أول ما خلق الله نوري. Prophet was the perfect noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if somebody eats halal, then the benefit of that, نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ, at least our heart is going to be enlightened. So we will be linked with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then Prophet said, وَأُجْرِيَ يَنَابِيعُ الْحِكْمَةِ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ عَلَىٰ لِسَانِهِ. There are many rivers of wisdom inside our heart. Our soul came with the wisdom. It has come with the hikmat. Hikmat is built inside the human being. But we block that. We do not let come outside. If somebody continues eating halal for 40 days, Prophet has said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to open the rivers of hikmat from his heart towards his tongue, that he can speak from the wisdom. Now the person is going to speak out of wisdom. This wisdom inside. We are carrying that wisdom, but we do not know. This is human being that he or she does not realize that we are as human being. We have knowledge, we have wisdom. Third benefit or impact of haram on our life is been said, du'as cannot be accepted. Most of the time we have this complaint. I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times. I made my du'as but are not accepted. And especially when in holy month of Ramadan, Prophet has said, du'a'ukum fihi mustajab. Yes, du'as are going to be accepted from people, those who at least care during the holy month of Ramadan, that they do not eat haram. Because there is a blockage for du'as, and that blockage can be our stomach sometime, our eating, our food itself can be a blockage in the path of du'a. Fifth, and a very important impact, and that is about the prayer. Salat cannot be accepted with haram. Brothers and sisters, about the salat, it's been said, As-salatu amududdin, it's pillar of religion. In qubilat, as I've said yesterday, in qubilat, qubila ma siwaha. If that is accepted, then everything is accepted. But if our food can make that impact, that our prayer is not accepted, definitely we need to consider that. Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said there is an angel, he's been appointed in Baytul Maqdis. He stays in Baytul Maqdis. And he announces within the world. What is an announcement of that angel? He says that whosoever eats a haram, his prayers and worships cannot be accepted. So that is an announcement. Always it's been made. Every day he announces. We do not hear that. But at least we have Prophet, who is a truthful personality, who told us that you be careful. That this is announcement from an appointed Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from an angel who announces that your prayers cannot be accepted, even you pray day and night. Many times we care about the prayer. We think that if just praying it's going to be enough, it's sufficient. No, brothers and sisters. These prayers cannot be accepted unless we care about ourselves. فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ تَعَامِكَ. Quran has reminded us, look what you are eating. Look at your food. It does not mean that when you like to eat food, look at your food. Is it good or bad? No. It means that when you like to eat food, look at that. Is it halal or haram? Really caring about that. Yes, brothers and sisters, eating haram, it keeps us away from Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, because Ahlul Bayt are mutahharin. And Quran has said that, O Ahlul Bayt Athar, we have purified you. And this purification, that means if anybody wants to get close to Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, it's only possible with our pure hearts, with pure souls. If one likes to love with Ali, he needs to eat halal. If one likes to love with Aba Abdullah, then he likes to eat halal. This eating halal, it brings us closer to Imam Hussein. You can see most of the scholars, when there is a name of Ahlul Bayt, when there is a name of Imam Hussein, at that time they cry. They have tears in their eyes. But what is the reason that we do not cry? The reason is, many times our eating haram, it impacts on our life, that our eyes cannot associate with our hearts. Let us make ourselves closer with Aba Abdullah al-Hussein and say three times all together, Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, wa alal mustashhadina bayna yadayk wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. اللهم أغننا بالحلال عن الحرام اللهم ارزقنا رزقا حلالا طيبا بحق محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين صلوات